We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not just on opening day, but this season, Clinton Tyler. Every time the Astros score three runs or more at home, listen to that. Every time they score three runs or more at home, H-Town wins a free Jumbo Jack with the purchase of a large drink. Every time they out here slanging.
I got to think that happens. Can we look it up?
Well, they got 82 of them. I wonder how many times. I would think at least.
Because you don't have to win.
No, they don't have to win.
Just three or more runs.
Or 80, I say 82. 81 of them. 162. 81 games at home. I mean, I bet you they did that 50 times last year. Just three runs or more. Don't have to win.
That's a lot of Jumbo Jacks.
That's
bro.
A lot of Jumbo Jacks.
Tyler, it's your kinfolk giving away burgers.
Man, I love this deal.
That's your kinfolk.
I love this deal. Oh, you're making fun of the size of my head.
Yeah, that picture you sent the other day with that cowboy hat on, you look like Jack in the Box may have snuck. He may have been your mailman back in the day.
Should have been a cowboy.
He may have been mama's mailman back in the day.
No, but this is great, dude. I mean, everyone loves free food. These kind of promos are right in my alley.
Free food, you gotta buy that large drink, though. But free food, basically, they slide that in. But
I could do a Jumbo Jack. I like Jumbo Jacks.
I like a Jumbo Jack. I would have... You know, and shout out to Jumbo for stepping in, or Jack in the Box for stepping in. You know, I mean, Jumbo, I'm thinking about the menu, Jumbo Jack or the tacos. If they'd have said the two tacos, I think that might have been a winner for me. But
definitely been cheaper.
Yes, it would have. If I had my wish, like if they're telling me like, all right, man, we're going to do a partnership. We got fast food. You got one fast food item you can get within reason, right? You ain't getting no 20-piece nugget, right? They're not slanging. They're not giving away 20-piece nuggets. All something that they can make. Like, for me, I'd have been in heaven if they said, all right, anytime the Astros score three runs or more, got you a junior bacon cheeseburger on the house from Wendy's.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
If they would have said that, junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, that's my joint.
Oh, from Wendy's. Oh, I didn't catch that. I don't know about that. I was talking Jack in the Box.
I switch restaurants.
Junior bacon cheeseburger, Jack in the Box is a truth now.
Like, if I'm doing this exercise, I don't care. You can go wherever you want to go. I took it to Wendy's. They'd have said that. Boy, slide me a side of that honey mustard from Wendy's. I am ready to ride, baby. Woo, I kill myself this year. I may be sitting there till the ninth. Come on. Come on, Dubon. Get him in.
Just to get that just bacon cheeseburger?
Yeah, getting that car and bounce.
Is it double bacon?
No, it's just I think it's gotta be under $4. I was gonna say under $2. I think
that's
it's gotta
fair.
Be under $4.
It's gotta be comparable.
Because right, I'm not getting a Wendy's double. Like, you're not getting the double from Whataburger. They ain't going to just give that away. It's got to be within reason.
What fast food item would you like to be tied to the Astros scoring three or more runs, which you said happens 50-plus times?
I bet it did. This Astros team.
The point is very – I don't know if the number's right, but the point's very, very valid. I mean, it happens a lot, you'd think.
You'd think at home, especially and this ballpark.
They don't have to win, and apparently it's H-Town. You don't even have to be at the game.
Yes, you don't have to have a ticket.
Golly, man. Where would I go?
Well, we know.
Where?
You're going Taco Bell, Mexican pizza?
No.
Really?
No.
I'm still working on a total number of times last year they scored more than three, but in the first month alone last season, they scored more than three runs every single home game.
There you go. So it's very like. So yeah, now Mexican pizza wouldn't be it, show.
Really?
But well, I mean, look, there's context here, man. The Astros are going to do it all the time. So if you're an Astros fan and you're going to really take advantage, if we're not just having a BS conversation, you're really going to take advantage of this promotion, then you're clearly going to hit. I mean, there's a chance it's going to happen twice a week when on a home seven home, home games to start the season.
Seven
this
of
year.
Them right now. I bet you they do it five times.
So I can't eat a Mexican pizza five of the next seven. I can't do it.
I probably should
gotta be
eat
something
a
I could eat.
Cheeseburger every for 5 days too, but I could do it.
It's very easy for me. That Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. I can feel good about eating it.
How much is that?
My wife would eat one. She would enjoy eating there. See, if I went straight Taco Bell, Mexican pizza, I'd be the only one eating. There'd be, I mean, I'd be like Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. That'd have to be it.
That would be.
I'll buy the drink and the fries.
Oh, you'll just, oh, buy the drink.
And, I mean, I guess. Apparently, you got to buy something. You got to
buy
a large
drink. Buy a drink and you get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's not bad.
Where are you at, T? I'm going Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich with cheese and pickles, by the way. American.
Without you adding things in it because it's not cheese on the regular.
That's like one of the only things I don't like cheese on. Dude, I got an odd one, but is where my mind went. I don't know how many people are going to be on board with it, but do y'all know about those famous bowls from KFC? They got like chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, and corn.
Stop.
I think dude, that's one of my favorite fast food items ever.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. I know. I said it was odd. I know it's not super.
You can pick from any fast food item under the sun, and you went with a K. And what are they called?
They're called KFC Famous Bowl.
Famous and that nobody knows about.
The famous bowl that nobody knows. And by the way,
people know about them. They're on commercials.
Listen, I don't mean to have slander. KFC by far has the worst mashed potatoes out on the market at any of these chicken spots. Good.
I don't think it's the best. It's awful. Not the worst though.
And now, but you're
their
throwing
gravy's
up,
really good.
Like, I thought you were going to say a sandwich. You didn't say a famous.
I know it's
KFC.
A little odd, but I love that one item. I love that thing.
You know what you said about the Mexican pizza? You'd be the only one sitting there eating them?
Mm-hmm. Tyler wouldn't have to wait in line to get his.
Tyler, dog.
The day after the Astros scored three, I'm the only one.
You got to be kidding me, man. I'm pulling it up right now. The old KFC Famous Bowl. I've got to see what the hell is in this thing. Is corn in it, too?
Yeah, it's corn. It's mashed potatoes with brown gravy. And it's like pieces of chicken, and when you get it, you know, what I do is I take it and I stir it all up together,
because
it's kind of layered when you get it. But I stir it all up, and it's delicious, dude. It is.
This is right in line with a guy that doesn't eat.
I don't even like anything else from KFC. It's just the one thing I like.
I bet you I can get Liv to really like those right now.
Liv sounds like a smart girl from everything I've heard. I bet she'd love it.
Come on, man. I mean, I'd rather you go with that chicken pot pie right there.
I don't
want to
try it.
Okay, but you can't be this hard on it if you've never even tasted it.
That looks like a punch in the face. 1,120 calories. Just
a delicious punch in the face, maybe.
I couldn't cheat on pie pies. I mean,
and when you're done, you got enough food, you feel full, but not like overly full. You feel like you got a good meal.
Trailer Will and Frame text line. Somebody's checking in. The patty melted. What a burger.
I think that's probably too expensive,
isn't
it? That's
probably too expensive, but I've got to believe that Famous Bowl has got to be gearing up to $7.
Oh, I'm not sure on the price.
Hey, it would be really good to have a honey butter chicken biscuit from Whataburger.
That's what somebody else
that could be.
Now, that fits it.
That's
fits
good.
It right there.
That's
good
the next
price.
Morning as well, so you could also get it. Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be it.
I'll take that over a Famous Bowl.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me. Someone text the people, the Famous Bowl is great. Okay,
I'm telling y'all, I don't even like anything else on the menu at that place. But that one item,
I mean, the amount of people who are agreeing with Tyler on this text.
But that's not,
I'm a man of the people.
That's not even.
KFC Bowl, let's go.
Let's go.
I agree with Tyler on this one. Famous Bowls are delicious, especially if you add hot sauce.
Ooh, I've never done that.
The Famous Bowl is comfort food.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm in.
Like I don't. No, I don't.
Comfort food.
I don't doubt
the
that
KFC
it's good.
Famous.
Look, I don't doubt that it's good. Hell, you start
not with them mashed potatoes in there, dog.
Well, I'm not. I don't know about. I can't speak for their mashed potatoes, but there's a lot of places that have been around for thousands of years that if you stir three or four of their products together, it's probably going to taste pretty good. If you like goulash,
this man just said thousands of years.
I mean, let's be honest. We're talking about KFC.
Caveman pulling up to KFC.
By the way, did you know that old Colonel couldn't get anybody to buy his chicken recipe for forever? So he I heard the story that day. Good story.
I heard the Colonel said he was too drunk to taste that chicken.
Wow. All right, Cal McNair, he spoke.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.